With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At a meeting with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister in Riyadh, Secretary of State Blinken says the focus of his meetings with Arab and European ministers is the war in Gaza, the plight of civilians, and the hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza.
The most effective way to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, to alleviate the suffering of children, women, and men, and to create space for a more just and durable solution, ceasefire.
Anti-Israel protests continue on college campuses across the U.S. More than 275 demonstrators arrested over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, an exchange of gunfire between police and a man in Florida, and it did not end well for the shooter.
A man was killed in a shootout that injured two Florida deputies.
Another example of an incident that shows how dangerous the job of a law enforcement officer is.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said law enforcement in Lakeland, Florida had stepped up patrols after a series of car burglaries in one neighborhood. A deputy came upon a man sleeping in a car in Hunt Fountain Park, which was closed. The man claimed to be a sovereign citizen and refused to leave. When backup arrived, four deputies and two trainees tried to get the man to step out of his car. Judd says that's when the suspect started shooting.
He asked for a gunfight. We gave him a gunfight. And he'll never be in another gunfight again.
Audio courtesy WFTS. I'm Jennifer King.
Sulphur and Marietta, Oklahoma, two towns devastated by weekend tornadoes that killed at least four people and caused widespread destruction. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher ahead of the opening bell. The Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures 69 points higher. This is SRN News. The CDC issues a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's largest abortion business is spending big money in battleground states this election year. Planned Parenthood-affiliated groups have announced a $10 million voter engagement campaign in North Carolina. Organizers say the money will go toward things like canvassing, mailers, and digital ads. The funding comes as abortion advocates seek to end a Republican supermajority in the General Assembly that approved new pro-life laws last year. This is SRN News. When it comes to the recent death of one of Vladimir Putin's leading foes,
U.S. intelligence officials have determined that Russian President Vladimir Putin likely didn't order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in February. One official adding the intelligence community had found no smoking gun, that Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death or directly ordered it. The source said officials do, however, believe Putin was ultimately responsible for his death. Navalny had endured brutal conditions during his confinement. He was Russia's best-known opposition politician and died while serving a 19-year sentence on extremism charges that he called politically motivated. I'm Charles Delodesme.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit France, Serbia, and Hungary next week. Xi's first visit to Europe in 5 years. War in Ukraine expected to be high on the agenda. More details at SRNnews.com.